Our normal chat session here. We have some really interesting information to talk about here today, and a couple of guests. My name is George Herron, N2APB, and Joe Everhart, N2CX, is also going to be talking about a few things here. Guests here at the, this is the New Jersey QRP Club meeting for November 19, 2005. And I want to welcome Mark Phillips, don't tell me, G7LTT? All right, Lima Tango Tango. Welcome to us. And Mark lives up in Randolph, New Jersey. And he's got a project that he's gonna, that we're going to mention just in a few minutes about. And also, who else? Al. Al, what's your call sign? WA1G. Charlie Zebra George. Where do you live again?
Monroe
County. Monroe. Very good. That's in the local area.
And Patty.
And, oh, this is Mark and Patty.
Annie, no
call. Welcome. And you're a newcomer here, too.
Yes,
Mike, N2EAB. Where do you live?
Peekskill, New York.
Peekskill? What did you do, fly in for the meeting? Any other newcomers, first-timers?
Charlie, N2CTW, far away,
Kingston. Yeah, he lives across the street from me.
Charlie,
N2CTW.
Charlie Tango W.
Children's Television Workshop.
Okay. Good, welcome. All right,
Charlie's the president of the
President of what?
David Sarnoff Radio Club.
Oh, no kidding. Hey, thanks an awful lot for hosting us with the, or to having us join you occasionally on field day. This is quite convenient for us. Yeah, thanks a lot. Oh, gosh, there's so much. Let's start off with some of the projects that you might see here. At least I can describe the ones that I have and maybe some others are involved with as well. The soft rock. How many of you have heard about the soft rock radio on the... Oh, gosh, a lot of people. Well, then you probably would recognize the Soft Rock 40. This is the Soft Rock 40, the first version that became available. This is the one that the AMQRP / NJQRP handled from a kidding perspective, approximately 800. I forgot how many we did. 800 of these were sold. And, oh, that's right, we did two runs of 400. A lot of you guys are here who are doing the kidding, and thanks an awful lot for that. This is no longer available. Why? Because there's a new version now called version 5. But this version 4 or version 5 plugs into the laptop right here, and I don't have it plugged in. I will afterwards. But uses software on the PC, some very powerful software. It's called Power SDR, Power Software Defined Radio, that takes the audio signals into the sound card and demodulates them in order to decode AM, CW, sideband, digital modes, eventually, and displays it in a wonderfully graphic display here. A pan adapter displays a lot of different characteristics of the signal, and you can tune using dials, tune using the mouse, you can tune using a little external USB adapter, which I use at home, which is very, very useful. But it's a radio that is comparable in quality, at least a receiver. These soft rock receivers now are comparable to much, much more expensive receivers in the market. And it's tremendous flexibility, any mode operation, very, very cool. Yes, it's digital. Where's our buddy? Where's our buddy, Tony Bell? How's he doing?
He's hanging in there.
All right. W2GUM, Tony Coliguori, has been a longtime NJQRP member and supporter, and we love him. And he's doesn't like digital. But this is not digital per se. If you're a user, if you're an analog guy, if you're an appliance user or whatever, plug it into your computer and use it.